morning, or good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, June 12th, 2018.
So, all you Wendell sycophants who are just, you know, gnashing your teeth and wailing right now, he might be here for the next two episodes this week. He's assured us that that will not be a problem, but he is operating on Wendell time. And when it comes to estimating arrivals and the time it takes to travel,
it's not good. Well,
not, yeah.
It's also, what about the jet lag? He's going to be jet lagged. He's going to come back tomorrow, which is Monday.
If he's conscious and he has a chance to be in front of this camera, he will drag himself in here. I guarantee you that. So I'm not worried about that. I'm just worried about him not actually being able to make it on
physically
time.
Be here. He might not be here mentally.
We'll see. We'll find out. I'm sure the enthusiasm of telling us all about Computex, because we know he likes to do that, we'll get him through it.
You guys can do a little game for me next time. I don't know. Wendell might hear this first, but like, see how many times he mentions Taipei in the next like two episodes. Like do a counter, like a ding ding every time.
But don't do it a drinking game. Good Lord.
Yeah. Don't. Well, I mean, as we saw last time, don't do drinking games.
Well, for that though. That would be dangerous. Yeah. So this week we're doing government news and a little bit of social media, which once again, social media has turned out to be Facebook news. So many Facebook stories.
I'm so tired of Facebook stories.
But you're never going to be rid of Facebook stories because they just keep screwing up.
Last year it was all hardware stories. Like we just had nothing but hardware to do all year. And this year it's like all Facebook.
We have a decent crop of hardware, but we'll wait for Wendell to get back on that.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to be like, I saw this at Computex.
Well, we've probably covered some of it in some of the videos already. So,
but the best story this week, the irony, the story with the most irony this week, comes out of Europe, and it's about the GDPR.
Brussels says new GDPR law doesn't apply to the EU after embarrassing leak on website. That's the EU website, if it wasn't clear.
Yeah, so you've been getting those notifications, you get all those emails, and everybody's saying, oh, May 25th, after this date, you leak, you're in trouble.
We've updated our privacy policy.
Yeah, we did, and we updated ours. And immediately after that, someone found a leak on the EU website. So they're going to be in trouble, right? Well, no, they're not.
Because reasons.
Why not? Literally, their response is legal reasons.
I like that it's so vague, just legal reasons.
They should have said, and stuff after that. Legal reasons and stuff.
Don't worry. You're a pretty little head about it. We're not in trouble.
If you were a big supporter of the GDPR, you thought this was, you know, oh, this is good. The government, they're doing a good job. Thank God for the EU. They're protecting us. Well, are they really? Because if it doesn't apply to them, then why not?
Well, legal. They told you legal reasons.
Yeah. But I don't quite buy that.
You know, it's complicated. You don't.
I'm one of those horrible dissidents that should be jailed because I like to question that kind of thing. Well, not to be outdone, in the good old US of A, we have our government agencies that don't like to be questioned as well.
FCC emails show agency spread lies to bolster dubious DDoS attack claims. So they're claiming they got DDoSed. There's almost no evidence to support that. And it gets worse from there.
Yeah, this is in response to the big John Oliver attack. So John Oliver did an expose, and all the normies found out about what the FCC was up to with the whole net neutrality thing. And
the normies.
We didn't mention that. But it's still flickering. We tried to fix it.
Oh, yeah.
I have a feeling that it's just crappy Linux display drivers. Lower resolution images are a little better. So we went with like this generic test pattern, and that was okay for a while.
But it's still, yeah, there it goes.
Maybe it's getting warm now, but it's still flickering a little bit.
It's hard to say.
Some people don't like that, but
I mean, it's a little bit, well, it's actually quite a bit distracting, but
you're mostly in front of it this week, though, so.
Yeah, just
seems to be affecting.
We should have put Stacy in front of it.
I don't think it's safe to move her.
No.
So the FCC, they got this big influx of people because, you know, the normies, they found out about it, and they went in to express themselves. The website went down. They claimed it was a DDoS.
I don't think they know what that word means.
A trove of evidence came out later from various security experts and so forth that showed that that probably wasn't a DDoS. And now we have internal emails that were, it wasn't freedom of information, but some freedom of information type rule. Somebody got a hold of internal emails. Now they redacted every single email from internal FCC communication. If it was from FCC.gov to FCC.gov, they redacted it. But probably just because they missed it, one from the IT guy at the FCC to the Wall Street Journal was not redacted. And he made the claim that this was a DDoS for sure, just like the one in 2014, because this happened once in 2014 as well under Wheeler. But there's no record of that ever happening in 2014. No one reported it. And so they're claiming it's like, oh, it totally happened. We just didn't tell anybody.
You know, as you do to cover yourself.
Seems incredibly unlikely. They will not admit that they lied about it, but it seems almost a certainty that they lied about it now. And there was no DDoS, and it was, in fact, just the bad IT and the hatred of the Americans for the net neutrality policy that led to their takedown.
Who would hate it, though? Who would swarm a website like that to express disapproval of such a great policy?
Maybe that's a mystery that we'll find out later with more investigation. There are a couple of senators who have already latched onto this. And the great thing about stories like this is they're so popular and so visible that the senators can get easy points by going after them.
Yeah.
So hopefully we learn more.
I'm hard on crime. I'm hard on digital delinquency.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
As we'll see later, they put through some bills where they know they can't succeed, but it's just for points.
Yeah.
It's like, there's no chance this will work. And imagine if you're one of the drones that's typing that bill up. You know, like you're doing work. Do you think they have any idea that they're slaving away writing these 35,000 page documents?
I'm sure they're reading it as they type it, and it's like, what does this even mean? That's what I would be thinking. But
well, we can't go through a week without talking about Facebook, and we also can't go through a week without talking about Tesla. We used to say a lot of good things about Tesla. Everybody was excited and everybody was in their favor, but recently the worm has turned.
The worm has turned. More bad news. Autopilot steered Tesla car toward traffic barrier before deadly crash. This was a case, was it a young Asian man?
California.
In California. He was driving and was smashed into a barrier, passed away, unfortunately. And they did an investigation, and autopilot, unfortunately, was on.
It was on, and the car was accelerating, which...
Yeah, like 5 miles, which, I mean, still, but it's still an acceleration.
But to go from 65 to 70... Although Tesla's, they're really high performance in terms of acceleration because they don't have a transmission. But it seemed like he was following another car, and the Tesla has the auto follow.
Yeah.
And then that car took the exit, and Tesla missed the fact that they were on an exit. And it was like, oh, there's no car in front of me anymore. Let's accelerate to the... And he had his cruise control set at 70, so or 75 maybe, and it just right into that barrier. So this is the NTSB. So this is, you know, they've investigated and they've pulled out the black box and they've figured this out. So really bad news for Tesla. That
more bad news for Tesla.
Although in their defense, he did have his hands off the wheel, but only for 15 seconds.
Yeah, that's not, I mean, well, we say only for 15 seconds, but when you think about it, as someone who drives a non-self-driving car, like 15 seconds is kind of a long time to have your hands off.
Well, you know, the math professors in the audience who write those horrible word questions like, a car traveling at 60 miles an hour accelerates to 70 miles an hour in 15 seconds.
Flashbacks.
Yeah. That is a long time when you're traveling at 60, between 65 and 70 miles an hour. That's a very long time not to touch the wheel. But it's autopilot, right?
Still sad, but...
Yeah. Also, the barrier was broken. They uncovered that those barriers are filled with water, I think. And someone had hit it previously, and they just didn't fix it. So if it had been fixed, it probably would have saved his life.
Oh, wow.
So there's the second lawsuit that young man's family is going to have. One against California, one against Tesla. I almost called him Facebook.
I didn't catch that part of the story, and that makes me more sad for them.
Well, they talked about that. I don't think it was in that story, but the previous ones, they talked about the divider being broken. And what would you say is the primary driving power of the internet? At one point it was porn. Maybe it still is. Cats had it for a while, but right now, what do you think is number one?
Memes. Memes, as my cousin says.
They're important and they're at risk.
Copyright law could put an end to memes. This is the part of the show where we play In the Arms of the Angels for 5 cents a day.
Except we'll get content ID.
we'll get content ID'd and we can't play because it's copyrighted. But
do you think
play it in your head right now.
You think people would pay 5 cents a day to save memes?
Brighten my day so much. I might.
They are entertaining and they're low effort. You don't have to have... I've heard them called cartoons for people with no artistic talent. And that's a pretty good description.
That's I saw that in a meme.
Yeah.
On Imgur.
So this is about the EU, the new copyright filter that comes along with the link tax. Talked about that last week, and I'm sure you've read about it. But the idea here is that memes, which are so often stills from a movie or some other copyright or
franchise,
a cartoon where they've sloppily replaced the speech bubbles or something like that, usually a copyright work is involved. And a filter would have no way of knowing that your Lord of the Ring memes, for example. How many of those do you have on a folder on your desktop?
I would say zero, but I do have some favorites that I've saved over the years.
So the filter would have no idea. It wouldn't be able to discriminate against actual, hey, you're stealing Lord of the Rings content and a meme. And the filters would probably err on the side of caution. And the memes as we know them could be destroyed if this is allowed to take root. Could that get through the filter?
We're going to get content ID because my beautiful
know.
Singing voice sounds just like that lady.
That was pitch perfect. Yeah,
it was
Sarah McLachlan. So you put us in danger. And you know who else is in danger? The WannaCry hero.
More federal. Look at his picture. Scroll on
down there. He's not a beautiful man.
He looks like a criminal. This man should be behind bars, clearly.
I don't think he's... Prison will not be kind to him.
Oh, no.
No. Certainly not.
Oh.
But we shouldn't say these terrible things about him because he's already going through enough. He hasn't been able to go home to... I think he lives in Great Britain somewhere. Ever since I think it was DEF CON, the Las Vegas security convention where he was arrested... He's had to stay in California, and he's going through this trial, and now more charges. And these charges stem from, they believe that he created some kind of previous malware. And apparently they interrogated him, and he didn't quite understand the whole right to remain silent thing, and he was scared and afraid, and he was about to get on a plane. And he admitted to whatever they asked him.
Oh.
And so now they're using that as more proof, and... I don't like his chances.
I wouldn't bet on him.
Yeah, he's pretty much got the full press of the FBI against him, and I don't think he really understands.
Probably understands now the sort of quote-unquote danger he's in, but...
But I also think he might be a little bit guilty. I think he might have written some of this stuff.
He may have, but we don't know that, and likely they don't either. Hopefully he didn't admit to it, but...
They claim they've got... And there's another guy involved who was sort of the co-creator, or maybe the guy that was trying to sell it. And that guy has dimed him out for a lighter sentence. Yeah. Snitches. Don't do it.
They get stitches.
Don't snitch. Well, we can't talk about criminals without talking about the United States government.
Another flawless segue. U.S. government mull snatching back full control of the internet's domain name and IP address admin.
I want to say that I called for this maybe 2-3 weeks ago. It's time to bring it home because they don't know what they're doing with it. They can't be trusted. They're passing these ridiculous laws.
Well, give it time. U.S. will catch up. But
so what brought this into the forefront was the U.S. basically put out this report. And, you know, they put it in writing. They were like, should we take it back? Does it belong here? And they probably don't have the legal means to do that, really. But just saying it
is inflammatory enough.
It's a real slap in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the thing that set it off, though, is the who is. Under GDPR, who is not quite legal. But who is...
That's what everyone uses to, like, look up domain information.
I don't think you're really, like, leaking information through who is. You know, it's...
No.
If you're going to register a domain, there are ways to hide it, of course. You can pay that whole fee, the little fee, and they'll hide the information for you and take your phone calls. But I can really fumbled it they really got it wrong, and they seem to be toothless when it comes to standing up against the regulators. So they're just saying, you know what, let's take it back. I'm for it. I don't think it'll happen. But, you know.
Is this just someone trying to get points again?
Well, I think it's more in line of just like they wanted to slap somebody. They're like, stop your bitching with this GDPR stuff, you know. Get with it. But it's funny that you say somebody trying to get points, because the next story is 1,000% someone trying to get points.
Oh, this is a terrible story. I read through this whole thing. They're passing a cyberbullying bill in New York, but they kind of failed to even define what cyberbullying actually is, which seems like that would be a fairly large oversight, considering you can go to, what is it, jail for up to a year?
Yeah.
That seems, you know, I'd like to know what I'm being accused of.
It is it's a misdemeanor. And the thing that really sort of showcases what you're talking about is a previous version of this was attempted in maybe just in Albany, New York, in a lower court. And they did.
Very well defined, I thought. I read very, through it. It's very, like 5 or 6 points.
A good definition of cyberbullying did not pass. So they had to know that if there was case law that said that that was not enough, that you couldn't just... Because this is a free speech issue, right? I mean, who gets to decide whether or not I'm cyberbullying somebody? Because in today's climate, as we'll see later, the poop emoji can be interpreted as cyberbullying.
You know, I've never felt more offended than when I see that smug little bitch's face looking at me.
The water gun?
Oh, forget it. I forgot about that story.
So too. The court very correctly, in my opinion, said, we can't just arbitrarily set a line here. There's too much context. And we don't know that somebody is cyberbullying. They might interpret it that way and the person didn't mean it that way. You know, there's no tone in text.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. So clearly these legislators did this for the headline. They knew it had zero chance.
But man, it looks good when you're scrolling through your Google News feed.
Oh, it looks fantastic. Well, I do not heart surveillance. Do you heart surveillance?
There's a long pause there, which tells me you were searching. There was like you were looking for something there. That's kind of weak, but I'll take it because I can't come up with segues very well.
Well, I was going to say, do you know who does heart surveillance?
The U.S. government.
The Department of Homeland Security, to be specific.
Heart, Homeland Security, massive new database. This is will include face recognition, DNA, and people's non-obvious relationships.
No one knows what non-obvious. So that's the first
question. That's the first question that immediately comes up is, what does that mean? I would think that would be people like you went to high school with, or what if it's like the guy you say hello to when you buy your cigarettes every day?
What if he's in ISIS?
He might be, you know, but it's a non-obvious relationship. It's not, you never get that deep when you're buying your milk and cigarettes from this guy, you know?
Milk and cigarettes? Is that a duo that you usually purchase together?
Often. I would actually buy milk from the gas station if they ever had it.
You know who always has the best dairy products? Cigarette stores. So let's itemize what DHS is going to capture here. Fingerprint, iris scan, DNA.
Non-obvious relationships.
Social media. There's so many.
There's a big list, yeah.
I don't know where it is.
He's scrolling through. You guys will see.
I should have prepared more for this. Here we go. I'll read the whole thing. Biographic information, name, date of birth, physical descriptors, country of origin, government ID numbers, highly collected from officer encounters. So if you talk to a cop for any reason and the cop makes notes about it, goes in there. Relationship patterns, again, I don't know what relationship patterns is. And this is on top of, they list all the biometric stuff, but it's pretty much anything that can be tracked about you will be tracked in this massive database.
What if you don't have relationships? Is that the only way to be safe?
I would say no. I think that puts you at the top of the list, right? Because
you're isolated.
Yeah, you're a dangerous loner. Right. So look forward to that. I don't know if there's a good way to like speak out against that. The EFF, they're the ones who have the article, and they're fighting against it. But I can't see anybody stopping it.
No.
Just don't use social media, I guess, is the one thing you can do there. You could burn off your fingertips.
Well, as reasonable people do, you know.
It's tough to get certain, I don't think they fingerprint you for your driver's license in this state.
No.
But I'm sure they'll start.
You know what else they'll start? Surveying you. That was weak.
I thought there was more.
Nope.
I thought there was more to that.
They added cameras in Chicago. That's the story. And then they're patting themselves on the back because it has reduced crime. This is like the Palantir program that we
similar
talked about
to it. I don't know if it's Palantir exactly, but it's certainly the same kind of thing. It's an AI crime predictor system and cameras in
30,000 cameras.
It's like Metal Gear, you know, like everywhere there could be a camera, they've stuffed a camera. If you're not American, even if you are, you might not know that those crazy shooting numbers, you know, like the memes where
it's a gun-free zone or whatever.
Well, no, it's like, you know, be American, wake up, get shot, drive to work, get shot.
Oh, yeah.
Because we have a lot of shootings. But those shootings are very, very specific places most of the time. I mean, there are shootings everywhere, but the numbers, the big numbers are coming from Chicago and Baltimore and Detroit and Dallas, you know, these big, and it's usually gangs, you know, drug gangs, that kind of thing. They just, it's like the Wild West in some of these places. So the Trump, one of his campaign things is he was talking about sending the feds in to Chicago. Chicago's a big talking point for gun violence. And so their answer is pre-crime predictors and cameras everywhere.
Which there was a drop in crime, but it happened so quickly after the cameras were installed, there's some suspicion that it was something else that caused the drop.
Yeah.
But, of course, you know, everyone's going to be like, oh, no, it was totally us. Good job, guys. And they're all having cake in the conference room at Palantir right now.
Well, they're having cake to celebrate selling 30,000 cameras to the next city.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, we've all got that. License plate reading was the other thing they have. So they have pre-crime predictor, AI, cameras everywhere, and license plate readers. And they've got the gunshot detector microphones everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Which can, of course, pick up other things other than gunshots, like your conversations.
They would never do that, though. No worries.
Never. And I'm sure they'd never lie about it if they got caught. And they would never redact all those emails.
Never. That's not the U.S. government that exists now.
Okay. I think maybe the first good news story this week. Am I right about that?
Yeah, well, so two quantum computing bills are coming to Congress, and they're basically making room to start doing grants and research funding and stuff like that for quantum computing. And I was like, well, Ryan, that's great news. That's awesome. Like, that's a good news story, which is rare in our broadcast, unfortunately. And Ryan had a slightly darker take on this story.
Yeah, so when you talk about quantum computing, the uses of it so far are pretty specific. Because you're talking about, you know, it's not binary. It's ones and zeros and groups. And I'm not going to pretend to fully understand quantum computing.
I watched a video on it once and I was lost like halfway
it's
through.
Theoretical physics, but I understand it well enough to know that it's useful for things like sequencing DNA, because DNA works that way. But really useful, cracking cryptography. And so the government might be the first to get their hands on the best anti-cryptography technology through quantum computing.
See, and I would have never thought. I was like, oh, wow, look at them, you know, being proactive, investing in science. I was so naive.
You poor, sweet summer child.
I pulled a Wendell. I was being a little, little sweet. And I was like, wow, that's great that they're doing that.
Maybe more good news, depending on who you are. But I don't really care. But it is a big story.
Trump strikes deal with China's ZTE, imposes a $1 billion fine, and installs a compliance team in ZTE. That has to be there for the next 5 years.
Yeah, and this is another one where you were like, wow, $1 billion.
I was like, man, that could pay for my education.
You think?
That could pay for like three college students' education.
You think you could give Rue a nice life? With $1 billion?
We could build our own dog. We could bulldoze every other apartment in my complex.
Why don't you give us, real quick, why don't you give us a 10-second Rue update?
A 10-second Rue. She is doing great. She went to the dog park yesterday. Because she has learned that she loves to swim in the lake, she now decides that she wants to tip over water bowls and try to dig them up.
We're out of time. Actually, are the rumors true that a certain overprotective fur mommy spent a non-trivial amount of money on a doggy life jacket that was never used because dogs can in fact swim?
She's 6 months old. She's a puppy. It was like $25, but still. It's a non-trivial amount of money on a life jacket that she was so excited to get in the water she didn't even put on. She just immediately started swimming.
Imagine how many Sarah McLachlan puppies that could have saved.
I might donate it. I'll send it to the Humane Society. I've got some old stuff that they can have. Anyway.
So yeah, ZTE, we went after him in the beginning, or Trump did. I'm not going to group myself in with him. But he said that, you know, they broke the sanction for Iran and North Korea. But also, unspoken behind the scenes is like, you're spying for China and we don't trust you. And then there was some back and forth and China was like, no, come on, let's be friends. And we've ended up with $1 billion fine. And
babe, that's just a text. Yeah, like, babe, no.
And a lot of people are, imagine this, they are criticizing Trump because he was not hardball enough with China on this one. And he gave in, as they see it.
I guess what we talked about, I was thinking, you know, that's a decent amount of money. Like, you know, they have to do what we say, or not do what we say, but like help us out for 5 years. But I guess you could have been harder on them and then just completely crushed them. So we owned the phone market, which is not a side I thought of. Yeah. But again, Ryan was like, that's what probably would have been better and more worthwhile than $1 billion.
Like, you know, also what happens to that $1 billion?
It goes in his pocket, obviously.
I don't think it goes in Trump's pocket.
Directly. So he can build dog parks for his dogs.
He made them deliver it in $20 bills.
Singles. Craft singles, not single dollar bills.
That would be tough to eat. You know, how do you think a craft single is worth less than a dollar?
He's screaming at Melania at the dinner table, eat your craft singles! And she's crying. And her son's crying. They're just eating Kraft singles for dinner every night.
I bet Melania doesn't eat a lot of cheese.
That's the darkest timeline this week.
So speaking of China and their meddling and their control, we've got a story about a leak that happened to them.
Oh, this is some crazy stuff. So this is a leak. Was it just an email? I can't remember.
It was a series of emails.
Yeah, so they're basically talking how they want to control their populace, how they want to manage their populace.
It was the rules for the people who are doing the censoring.
Yeah, and it's like, don't let people congregate. Don't let people, like, root for things. There was also a lot of rules about, like, I guess it's not really streaming, I guess, but just, like, how you should conduct yourself on broadcasts of any
but
sort.
But streaming is huge in China.
Yeah.
And not necessarily all video games either.
Just hanging out, eating streams. And
remember they had the teen moms
who were... Oh, yeah, and they were very upset about that. So the non-sex section.
One of the funny ones was you're not allowed to have a bed or a sofa in the background.
That seems...
Because that might lead to sex.
Imagining the person on the bed.
And you got to think... Because in China, they have smaller homes a lot of the times.
Yeah, because the urban areas are so packed.
Yeah, it's a huge population. So it's like you have to angle your camera so you can't get... Maybe cover your bed up with something. I don't know.
Cardboard thing back there.
But what Tech Dirt, what the author of this article is pointing out, is that a lot of the rules are just keeping people from ever getting together on any topic. Even if you get together because of humor, they point out, like jokes, if you love the same memes, you try to keep that from happening because what if the memers get together and it's like, hey, is the government, do you think the government's kind of going overboard? And it's like, oh, yeah, I do think that. Oh, do we all think that? They don't want that to happen at
basically,
all.
Basically, 4chan. But we were talking about this too. So, like, I feel like China kind of has it backwards a little bit. They should go full United States and make it so everyone hates each other. Like, get everybody into groups. But then pit those groups against each other.
The identity politics has worked amazingly at turning us against one another. And I'll admit it.
It works.
Yeah. I do not like
certain
factions.
Anyway.
Well, but what I don't like is people telling me what to do.
Yeah.
And boy, is there a lot of that these days.
But yeah, let's just say if China wants to up their game, anti-democracy tip.
Despot.
Yeah. What, make sure you can pit people against each other. Let them congregate, but then say, this person sucks, and then make those two groups fight.
I don't know if, see, the Asian cultures in China in particular are not as much about the individual.
Yeah,
so that might not work.
Maybe they're working with their culture as much as they can.
Yeah, I think probably they know what they're doing. They might be evil, but they're effective.
Yeah. Well, so is the U.S. government, so.
You know who else is effective as a ruthless dictator? The president of Turkey.
Because he doesn't like Uber, and he says Uber is finished, or however you say it in Turkish.
Finished.
I don't think they say finished in Turkish. No. Cause that's English.
He might speak English. I don't know. But yeah, if you read into the story, the taxi drivers supported him in the last election, and he appreciated that. And I'm not going to say this is quid pro quo, but it might be. So now he is giving in to the taxi drivers. He says, why is Uber in Turkey? Because of Europe. But we're not Europe. We're our own thing. Even though I think he wants to be in the EU.
But in this case, we don't want to be like the EU. We want to support the taxi drivers who supported me.
So yeah, he's going to do something to get rid of Uber. The Uber drivers vow that they're going to keep providing those quality Uber services, even though they've been shot at and beaten. Whoa. And now the government has turned against them. So
it's an intense occupational hazard.
That's a commitment. And here on The Guardian, there is a boob ad that we can't escape it. Oh, it will scroll.
It will scroll now. It's earlier,
oh, it doesn't scroll for a little while till you get to the next ad. Oh, this is brilliant.
Listen, I don't care about the guard. Why do they have the logo on the right side? That's a weird UX pattern, because most people, they've done eye tracking studies. Most people read the F different. Pattern on websites.
But this is hilarious, because you have to look at the bra until you get to the cat, and then you can scroll. That's ridiculous. Anyway, the Frenchies and their schools.
They don't allow mobile phones in schools anymore, which doesn't sound terrible. Except it's kind of like, I mean, is that really necessary? Couldn't you just not have it in class?
But. Well, they're saying that, you know, it promotes problems even when you're using it outside of class. And actually, it's not until September, but of course it's summertime.
So yeah. Well, do they have summer breaks in other countries? I think
some
countries don't.
I don't spend any time thinking about the French, so I couldn't tell you.
If you're European or somewhere else, like, do you guys do a summer break between school? The reason we do it here in the U.S. is for farming. But.
Well, I mean, they farmed. Believe it or not, they have agriculture.
I've heard a lot of places don't do it anymore. They've stopped. Well, I mean, how many of us work on farms now in the U.S.?
I think it's good, though.
I've helped garden before.
But. I think it helps create sort of a separation and not burn out people. I think having that break is a good thing.
Yeah. I would like to have that as an adult.
Oh, my God.
But they won't let it happen.
That would be fantastic.
Clients keep calling.
Yeah.
I tell them I'm on summer break and they don't care.
We should implement a summer break. Can you imagine how angry people would get if we did a summer break?
So fast.
Yeah, that's the problem is the next company. Oh, it's raining.
Oh, I have my windows cracked.
You want to pause and deal with that?
No, they're barely cracked. Just enough. Okay. They'll probably be okay.
But. Go ahead and tweet a picture of that. Later on when you're dealing with it. Well, you know, we did another YouTube story, didn't we? Didn't put this one with it. Actually, I think we've moved to the social media section.
Which is mostly Facebook, but we'll start with the YouTube story. Okay. YouTube gets liable for copyright infringing videos, court rules.
Now, this is a Austrian court. We should make that clear.
So, I mean, does it really even count? I'm just kidding. Sorry.
You have to commit when you do those kinds of jokes. You're like Wendell explaining the joke.
I am.
So the Austrians, they're saying they had a local news station who sued because some of their content went on YouTube. And they're saying it's not enough that there's the content ID system. It's not enough that there's the DMCA system. YouTube must be legally liable if copyright content comes up on their service. So if you take our newscast, put it on YouTube. We don't sue you. We sue YouTube. And this Vienna court has said, you are right.
A-okay. Which, I don't know. It just seems like, if this was any other host, like a video host, if it was just some like DTube, which no one cares about, They wouldn't bother going after DTube, but because it's YouTube where they know there's a lot of money there.
Well, I think this is to help support the copyright filter. Because the only way that you can get in front of this is with the copyright filter.
Yeah.
So they're going to be arguing. They've already gotten a lot of pushback on the link tax and the copyright filter, more than they ever could have guessed. And now they have this embarrassing thing where they violated GDPR, and it's a bad time if you're a MEP. Do you know what a MEP is?
I don't know what a MEP is.
I learned it last week, but I'm trying to purge it from my mind because it's unimportant information. But anyway, this helps your argument. You're like, look at this. Look what this court said. And there's no way to do this. There's no way to support this court's ruling except for with copyright filters.
No.
So, sad times. And now we enter into like
Facebook land,
like slowly stepping down into an in-ground pool filled with medical waste. We go into the Facebook stories.
I was thinking pudding, but medical waste is also good.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's fine. Washington sues Facebook and Google over failure to disclose political ad spending. Now, we had actually covered this before, and I actually asked them, I was like, are you sure this is an old story? But they have actually gone forward with a lawsuit at this point.
So the rule in Washington is if you buy a political ad, you must report who it was for, what candidate, how much they paid, and who paid for it. And you must retain... Wow, it's really raining.
It is really raining. It's hard to ignore.
You have to retain those records for at least 3 years. So some local newspaper or reporter of some magazine or something contacted Facebook and Google, and they were like, hey, give me those records, because that's public information. Well, they don't have it. They weren't recording it. And so these guys went to the Washington government, and they were like, look what they did. And the government said, yes, you're right, and we are suing them.
That's it.
They'll settle. Here's my prediction. Okay. They will settle almost immediately, and it'll cost them $20 million, and they won't even miss it. It'll be.
And they'll do it again, probably.
To them, that's the equivalent of that $25 you spent on that life jacket that will never be used.
Listen, it might not be. It won't be used by Rue, but it'll be used by some dog.
She's going to grow out of it in 10 more minutes.
No, I got one that was big enough for when she's grown, but I don't think I'll ever use it, so I might just get rid of it.
Well, here's a question. You know, as a fur mommy, how closely do you monitor Rue's online activities? Could she, in fact, be friends with police, undercover police, on Facebook?
You know, I was, before I read this story, I would have said that's a 0% chance.
But
after reading this story, you know, I don't know who she's friended on Facebook.
Do you let her pose with guns on Facebook?
You know, not anymore. Not after, you know, we got a lot of backlash the first time that happened, so she doesn't get to do that anymore.
So this is a court. They were settling this idea of should an undercover cop who is pretending to be someone else on Facebook. We were talking about this earlier. I suspect he was pretending to be a pretty girl.
I didn't think, I was like, oh, did he just pretend to be like an old friend from high school?
I don't know. Not
just a pretty girl.
It wasn't disclosed, but this gentleman was on parole. And for 3 years, now think about this. Think about the time invested in pretending to be. I imagine this guy was friending a lot of different.
Maybe that was his only assignment for 3 years.
Probation. Yeah, what a sad life. So this guy, for 3 years, pretended to be this guy's Facebook friend to observe him and make sure he wasn't violating his probation. And after he was caught posing with guns and cash, handling the guns was, in fact, a probation violation. He was locked right back up. Now, he appealed, saying that was a Fourth Amendment violation, so this court had to rule, is it okay for a cop to lie and pretend to be somebody they're not on Facebook? And they said it was okay. Here's the bigger question. Do you think Facebook would waive the real name policy for cops? Because he shouldn't be allowed to have that account, right?
You would think. But, I mean, Facebook wouldn't have a way to know if you made it realistic enough.
Well, they do now.
Yeah, they do now, but I'm sure that they won't be punished for that.
How many different accounts do you think that police department has?
I want to see the movie where, like, that guy, the cop, is actually in love with the probation guy. And he's trying to rescue him. Like on one hand, during the day, he's like his probation officer. He's like, dude, you got it. You're better than this. And the guy's like, yes, I am. But then on Facebook, he's posting all this stuff. And then he's like, I have to take on an alter ego like Batman. But he's a pretty chick on Facebook.
He eventually goes transgender. and starts sneaking in like actual pics of himself to try.
Man, you look just like my probation officer. Long pause. Cop is typing, LOL.
That would be a great movie.
Let's, someone start writing that screenplay. Give us royalties or we'll sue you. Just like you do.
Under the new copyright. Yeah. We'll sue you in Vienna. Well, more about Facebook. We weren't kidding when we said it was a long block of Facebook. And this has to do with Facebook deciding what's the news.
They're making their own, it's not really like its own separate platform, but they're making their own news feed. Some of which is aggregated from other sources, but it's not clear who it is. They've not announced who any of those people are.
Yeah, they announced the getting rid of the trending and replacing it with 80 news sources. We don't know who they are, but
international news
sources. We can assume that CNN, Fox, and ABC and all of these people are going to be involved because now they are creating video content for the watch section on Facebook. I don't use Facebook, so I assume the watch section is just a list of videos.
I don't know. I don't ever look under that tab, so.
I can't imagine that the Facebook news will be any different than, for example, the CNN regular news.
I mean,
is there special news that only Facebook people get? I doubt it.
I wonder if they'll have some sort of like system where they know that they can get, like they can advertise those videos. It's more likely, like a guaranteed eyes on it in a way that like just regular broadcast news wouldn't be.
Well, it's a symbiotic relationship for sure, because no one's watching the TV and people are on Facebook. So,
oh, this video's promoted. Oh, it's about this news thing. And
yeah.
This is ABC coverage. Maybe I should get cable again, said no one.
I don't think it'll turn them to that.
No.
But it gives...
That's drastic.
It gives companies like Fox a way to transition into maybe something
digital,
a little more relevant.
Yeah.
Although I think it's going to have the same effect as the old people get on Facebook, where young people get on Facebook and they see news and commercials and they're just like, ugh.
Oh, I didn't come here for this.
Yeah.
I came here for memes.
Let me go somewhere else.
I can't do that here, though, because I'm in Europe.
But Facebook is absolutely desperate for the young people. You know, last week there was a story about they lost something like 20% of their teens.
Oh, yeah. I could see
so
that.
What are they going to do to try to get them back?
FB.GG. That doesn't sound cringy at all, says the people from Level 1 Text. Gaming video hub to compete with Twitch. So YouTube also tried this with YouTube Gaming, and I found that YouTube Gaming was, I wouldn't say it's a colossal failure, but no one goes to gaming.youtube.com.
I think commercially it is a decent failure.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody cared. But Facebook is following the same exact pattern. Actually, they are just shamelessly ripping off everything about Twitch. They're doing stars, which are bits that you can buy, and they take a cut when you buy them. They're doing a Patreon style system where you can donate monthly. So they're taking everything about Twitch gaming and trying to put it on Facebook.
Which, do you really want your real name tied to? No.
You think it's going to be way easier to get swatted?
Yeah, like it seems like a bad idea for everyone involved.
That's definitely a bad idea. I do think you might be able to capture some of the normies. I think
wouldn't have been into gaming.
I think young people probably already know about Twitch, right?
Yeah, most people I know do.
Yeah, so, well, most people you know are not necessarily normies.
Well, I have normie friends.
Are they really normie friends, though?
They're fairly normie.
Do they know about Twitch because you're on Twitch?
No. No, none of my friends watch my stream.
It's garbage.
It is garbage. We played Stardew the other night. I don't know what we're going to play tonight, but if you're by the time this broadcasts, it won't matter.
They don't know. So, yeah.
Speaking of verbal diarrhea.
Well, I was just going to wrap up that FB.GG is a terrible mistake and no one's going to watch it. So don't get on there and be like, oh, I'm gonna become an esports legend. You're not.
I mean, you might, but probably not from FB.GG.
I guarantee it. You're not going to. But yes, as you were alluding,
Facebook trains its moderators to recognize when emojis violate social network sites' policies. And they have a whole flowchart of explaining what different emojis mean in certain contexts. This includes the eggplant.
Eggplant. Peach.
Which could be sexual in nature.
Vomit face.
Which could be cyberbullying.
Angry face.
I don't remember what that one was.
That one was cyberbullying as well.
Oh, of course.
Water gun, obviously.
Cyberbullying.
Knife. Those are just threats. Just
those are just threats. Regular threats.
Violence.
Oh, of
can
course.
Be violence.
What's the poop one?
Poop was cyberbullying.
Is that really cyberbullying?
It could be if it accompanies. It's impossible to read this. Motherboard is.
It's so small. The text is so tiny.
Let me see if the actual image is a little bit bigger. Pause with us.
As we.
Oh,
try
no.
To zoom.
Look how small that
it's
is.
It's so tiny. It
come
so
on,
old.
Motherboard. I can't read that. But anyway, you get the idea. Here they have bullying and mocking and. That's condemnation, sexualized text, and so forth. And they've got all this. So if they feel that your text matches one of these categories
items, yeah.
And it has this emoji, then that might be hate speech. So watch yourself. Don't just be slinging those poop emojis around, you know, willy-nilly.
We have emojis on our forum now. Maybe we can train them, you know, this is hate speech.
I really, really, really wanted to do those Death to America emotes for Twitch. I know we couldn't get
we
away with
we could never get away with that.
God, how hilarious
would
it
would
be.
Hilarious, but also terrible, and we'd definitely get a spam.
Imagine if we did like a raid on another channel, and everybody just showed up doing Death to America. Oh,
but they look so happy, and if you don't speak Arabic, you wouldn't know what it
so
means.
They're so innocent looking.
She's like, it's like a little lady in her little hijab, and she's like holding up a sign smiling. And I'm like, oh, look at you. Oh, that's what your sign says.
That would be fantastic. We'd never get away with it. But that's sad. I bet we could have gotten away with it in like 95.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. You know, when Twitch didn't exist.
Yeah.
We could have gotten away with it.
Well, we're still going strong on the Facebook train. And this time, a trio of bad news stories for Facebook, especially considering what's happened in the recent past.
Facebook alerts 14 million to privacy bug that changed status composer to public.
Yeah, so a lot of places, I think, misreported this and made people think that they changed the status on posts retroactively. That was not the case, but you can have a default setting when you're creating a post. So your settings will, like your post will default to private. Well, they screwed up and made everybody's post default to public. So you might not have paid attention. You thought you were making a private post when in fact you're making a public post
where everyone can see it.
So you might have, for example, been posting yourself with cash and money
and guns.
Yeah.
And your probation officer who's cross-dressed as a man sitting at, or as a woman dressed at, sitting at his laptop at his desk at his work. And he's like, not like this, Brian.
Why are you going to gender the officer? It could have been the other way around.
That would have been more interesting.
That makes
sure. If it was a female officer.
Make a note that when we do the movie, the offender is gay and the officer's a woman.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a tangled web we weave.
That's
here
be
at
a
Level
good
1
movie.
Text.
Yeah. So, pro tip, if you're on Facebook, and of course, we always have to say you shouldn't be on Facebook. But if you, some of you just, you must do it. So, double check that private public switch.
Setting.
I don't know. Is it a checkbox or a...
There's a whole series of privacy settings. Yeah, I just updated all mine, but...
Well, no, this is not the privacy setting on your account. This is when you're making the post.
Making a post.
Yeah.
Yeah. That it'll
pay
just
attention.
A little drop down.
Pay attention if you're going to post, you know, nudes or... If you're going to cyberbully...
Nudes on Facebook.
If you're going to cyberbully or... why are Facebook nudes any worse than other nudes?
I'm imagining, like... All your, you know, family members use Facebook. Like,
well, this is your alt account that you only...
Oh, that you only post nudes on.
Right, yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Everyone has one of those.
So, yeah. And now here comes the really, really bad news for Facebook. So we're not going to rehash the Cambridge Analytica stuff, but we will remind you that in the wake of Cambridge Analytica, the Zuck went to Capitol Hill to appear in front of the Senate, and he assured them...
Never again.
Exactly. The whole leaking your friend info and giving too much information to apps and things like that, that was done. It was a mistake, but it's never going to happen again. Well, guess what?
Well, here it is, you know, like, what's it been? 2 weeks and it's happened again.
Ongoing. I don't know if they've shut this down now. They probably have at this point, but while he was testifying, this was true. This was happening.
They've it's basically, if you're a certain company.
Device maker,
anything like that. You can get away with this.
Yeah, they were getting special permissions similar to those of Cambridge Analytica. So they could look at your friends list and they could look at all of your little hidden information and get a profile on you. And this has been going on ever since the days before there was a Facebook app. So BlackBerry is one that they've had their name dragged through the mud because they were in this list. And back when BlackBerry had their own devices and OS.
Back when people cared about BlackBerry.
Yeah. And I cannot remember the name of the company that makes BlackBerry. That's driving me crazy.
Is it not just BlackBerry?
No.
Google it, someone, and tell us.
Oh, I'm going to get
our 10, whole comments are...
Because nobody reads the comments before they answer those questions. Anyway, they did this because they wanted to BlackBerry to be able to integrate Facebook into their OS. But the device makers loved it, obviously, because they like to mine data. And you got to think, you know, companies like Google, when they were making tablets, of course Google loved to mine your Facebook data. So they continued to have this relationship with all the various device makers so that they could go deeper into your Facebook account than should be otherwise allowed, just like the app makers during the Cambridge Analytica days.
But it's totally different and okay this time.
Well, they've admitted that this also is not okay, but it also means that Zuckerberg probably lied to the Senate.
But was it, did he mean to? Or
I don't think intention matters.
And can a robot have intentions?
Well, that's a good, maybe that's a Supreme Court case. But it couldn't get any worse, right? I mean, okay, fine. The app makers had it and the device makers had it, but that's it, right?
That's
nobody
it.
Else.
Definitely
couldn't
not
get any worse.
Definitely not Nissan or any other company.
RBC or RBE, I think, is a bank. Was the other one they mentioned here, but yeah.
It's probably many more.
Certain companies, and we're not sure why these certain companies, also have the same ability to go deep in your info and your contacts and your friends list and stuff like that.
You know, just sort through your life.
Yeah, basically.
And, you know, it's basically the same thing. Was he lying?
He had to be, well...
He had to know about one of these, surely.
The devices, okay, it makes a little bit of sense. Because they're working with, try to make the devices better for Facebook. It kind of makes sense. Why does Nissan need my Facebook info?
Because they need to advertise cars to me, even though I don't buy cars very often.
That seems to be the only answer. So, again, not good news for Facebook. Gosh, I hate to see them put in this spot.
You know, yeah, they're such a small indie company.
Such good people. Once again, I suspect this will be, just like the Washington State thing, this will be a settlement, and it might be $100 million. And again,
just quietly,
about what it cost you, you know, and when you scale it, about like buying that life jacket for Rue.
Is that going to be like a thing now where like...
We're going to use that as the...
Rue life jacket.
That's the Rosetta Stone for how much corrupt waste companies have to pay. Is it two life jackets? Is it five?
None of them will be used.
I jumped the gun on this story. I didn't mean to, but...
Here we are.
Now that we're here, let's take a look at this girl. She looks like she might make some bad decisions. What do you think?
Well, I mean, it's hard to look glamorous in a mugshot.
It's tough.
I would throw out, never having posed for one, but I mean, the camera doesn't really love me anyway. But
some people smile for them.
Yeah, like that actually is a little more disturbing to me.
I don't know. I think it's a good move.
Because sometimes it's like, yeah, I killed a guy. I'm in here for manslaughter.
That's true. Like if your crimes are especially horrible. Like, if you're some crime against children and you're smiling,
yeah,
that's going to be a bad move. But if you're in for, like, public intoxication or...
Those are funny.
...missing a court date, then you can... It's contextual, but sometimes I think you risk the smile. That's... I don't know.
Let us know in the comments
that's
below.
The way I would see it. But anyway, this woman, Safia Rowe Yassin, did not smile.
I was blown away that this woman is from Missouri.
Well, I think based on that name, she's from Missouri by way of somewhere else.
Yeah. She was tweeting for ISIS and thought she was doxing police officers and whatnot.
Yes, she thought she was conspiring with ISIS. Unfortunately for her, the entire time she was conspiring with
law enforcement,
the FBI in particular. So the FBI was feeding her information. It's like, oh, you should make death threats to this military family. And she was like, you're right, I should. And then she did it. And you should dox these FBI agents. And she was like, yes, that sounds like a great idea. And she did a long history of the FBI finding marginal people. Maybe is a nice way of saying that. Retarded would be the not nice way of saying it. Who maybe, you know, don't have a good grasp of reality and just holding their hand through committing terrible crimes and then locking them up for 9 years to get a headline.
That's to put on their website, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Tough on crime.
I guarantee this was an FBI press release. For sure.
Well, I mean, here it is on the news. On the level one news. The only news that matters.
KansasCity.com.
Oh, you know what? Facebook didn't approach us as one of their news curators.
Well, I wonder why.
I don't.
It's not like we were saying anything bad about
it. You know, I just thought about it, and I'm kind of offended.
Well, we kind of regurgitate the other people's news, so.
Yeah, we're not really.
We're not exactly breaking stories. Of course, no, neither are they. They're regurgitating what Reuters and AP.
No, they're regurgitating what's on Twitter now. Half the news posts are just Twitter posts.
Modern media is like, are they like baby birds waiting for the mommy bird to vomit into their mouth? But we are like parasites inside the mouths of the baby birds, feeding on that vomit on a third tier.
And then vomiting in the baby's mouth. It's just a horrible cycle.
Our feces then go into the baby's mouths. I'm not sure how the analogy breaks down at that point.
It's just weird all the way down.
Luckily, that's the last story for this episode of the news. Tune in tomorrow, if only to find out, will Wendell make it?
Who knows? We don't.
And if he does make it, how many times will he mention the word Computex and or Type A?
Take a drink every time.
We'll see you then.